Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Well, this is not a headline I want to read, but here it is. New York sees signs of COVID-19 upticks after weeks of decreases.
Right. So it's important to note that many fewer people are testing positive than they were in winter and spring in New York. But we are seeing signs of a double-digit increase percentage-wise in parts of New York. It's unclear why exactly that's happening. The state has said that there are more cases of the Delta variant, and the Department of Health has also said that as more people are getting vaccinated and fewer people are getting tested, individuals who are getting tested are more likely to be positive. But that doesn't seem to explain why we're seeing an increase in the number of people who are testing positive in parts of New York City and its suburbs specifically. Some vaccination rates are still as low as 40% in Bronx and Brooklyn, and the lowest in the state is still Allegheny County, where one-third of residents are fully vaccinated.
From there, let's talk about New York's rent fund. It has a website. It's had some glitches, but tenants are hopeful for the money.
Right. New York rolled out its rent relief program on June 1st. That was almost 2 months after lawmakers had passed a budget that set aside federal funds for this $2 billion program. And there have just been glitches after glitches, and it's impacting both tenants and landlords. The state says it could take 4 to 6 weeks to process applications and that money could start going out soon. New York was one of the lowest states to get its program up and running. I've just spoken to, at this point, dozens of tenants and landlords, as well as lawmakers who are wanting answers on just why the program has had seen such huge challenges and why it's so hard to sign up for rent relief. Lawmakers had expanded the eligibility rules, but the application portal itself is really pretty difficult because you have to fill everything out in one sitting. You can upload documents later, but it's pretty difficult for a lot of New Yorkers. We'll have to sort of see if the website's able to handle what could be a rise in applications once the state lifts the eviction moratorium at the end of August.
She is Marina Villeneuve, a reporter with the Associated Press. You can read these stories and more at ap.org. Marina, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Great.